been asked by the Moshav organizers to make a psicha to this man. I think that was the wording. And it's supposed to be alochash here. So I'm not sure how to combine these two things together. To make a psicha in alochash here. But then I thought maybe that is the right terminology to use. Because I was thinking, what's the speciality of the Shia? Of this Shia in the evening, get together in the Smedesh, Shia for 20 minutes. I'm not discussing the halacha of Talmud Torah, which one's supposed to learn as much as one can. That's not the issue today. I'm not discussing today the issue of, besides the general halacha of Talmud Torah, there's a halacha of Kviyas Itim LaTorah. There's a special halacha of Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam brings it down. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayef Likvoya Zman LaTalmud Torah, which we learn V'Gisha Boyem U'Malayla. Needs to be side by day and side by night, a fixed time with that one can't budge and doesn't move. Besides the general halacha of learning as much as one can, Shulchan Aruch brings it down. In Yeridea, Chayev Likvoya Zman LaTalmud Torah V'Yom U'Malayla Shnema V'Gisha Yom U'Malayla. There's a certain fixed time sometimes one learns, someone has to do other things as well. One can't always not be flexible. But there's a special chiyuv, yomim v'laila, twice a day and once by night, a chiyuv to be kveya itim latera, which one shouldn't move under any circumstances. Shmura says over there, ve'ish kazeh mibale emunah shemanu moteach b'Hashem. Even if it's a good deal to do, this kviyas, I'm not going to budge. Such a person, it's marich there, or such a person is special in emunah, in bitochon, and that one should really do. But that's another chiyuv. That's not what we're discussing now. That's all the not. So what are we discussing now? A shia especially at night, how many miles are there in this shia in the evening? And I got to four. And if you've got more time, maybe there are a few other ones. But let's divide, see four general halachas, all clear, black and white, no chidushim. The tour in Hakdoma in Simin Reish Lamed Ches says, "Ubeinin limut ha-teira b'layla." Learning teira b'night says, "Yoyse v'yoyse b'layla mi b'shel yoyim b'ni yizor." You should be more careful about your learning at night, more than by day. Kmo yishomu chazal, "Ein rino shel teira ele b'layla." Rino of Teira is Rino. That ain Rino shel Teira ele b'layla. Shnema kumi roini b'layla. And therefore he says you should be more careful in your learning at night than by day. And he carries on the tour and he says Hilkoch kiven sheshoros halayla noistem rutsu in the limut. Therefore hamavatlon oin shomeruva. So therefore it's more, the night is more important. The learning at night is more important than learning by day. And therefore if one's mevatl that, then that's worse than being mevatel learning by day. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's an open Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Lamed Ches. V'tzorich lizor belimut halaylo yoyse mi b'shel yoyim. People don't know the Shulchan Aruch. We know we have to learn 24/7 if we could, but if we can't, so where's the priority? The Shulchan Aruch says tzorich lizor belimut halaylo yoyse mi b'shel yoyim v'amevatlo oin shoyim rubo. So it says clearly, Shulchan Aruch, learning by night is more important, if one can say, than the learning by day. And the Mishbura says over there, because kol ha'oseg b'Torah b'layla, kodesh b'ruchu moishech olav chutoy shel chesed b'yoyim. Somebody learns by night, is zoicha to the boy nishleilam, will shower him with chut shel chesed, whatever that means, with some special chesed, during the day. Shenema, as it says, the famous pasuk, yom mitzav Hashem chazdoy, the boy Nishoilam will put chesed, will shower somebody with chesed when? Ubalaila shiro imi. If he says shiro, which is Torah, by night. And then he says also, koloise balaila, it makes the chazal, koloise batoiro balaila, shchino connectoi, shenema kumi roini balaila. The apostle says kumi roini, again referring to Torah balaila. And the apostle carries on, shifchi kamaim libech, Noichach Pnei Hashem. So you see, the Shechina is more there, is special there. There's a special chesed which a person is zeicha by day if he learns by night. So that's one mile. The learning by night is, let's call it now, more, one has to be more careful to do the learning by night than by day. That's one mile. But there's another mile. So you could argue with me and say, very nice. So today it's no problem. I can listen to a shiur by night, sit in my recliner at home and listen to the shiur simultaneously or not simultaneously in today's world. One can sit at home and enjoy yourself and hear the shiur. My brother come to the Beis Medrash in the cold, in the winter, come out, sit in the Beis Medrash and hear a shiur and learn. I can sit at home and do it. Yes, if it's a CD or if it's a tape or if it's an apta. Today we are very technology minded and we can do everything in a wonderful, comfortable way at home. So why come to a shiur in a Beis Medrash? So the answer to that is very simple. Let's open Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch is talking about old days. So let's talk about what Shulchan Aruch, how does Shulchan Aruch view this? Shulchan Aruch said in Yeredei and Simreish Mebov, Bris Krusa. This is a bris from the Rebbeinu Shalom, promise from the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kola Loime Bebeis HaKnesses, Loibim Heiro Hu Mishkach. Somebody learns in the Beis HaKnesses, he will not quickly forget, easily forget what he's learned. And the Mekor is Yerushalmi, nothing less than Yerushalmi, Nishka Skula, with hocus pocus. It's Yerushalmi, the Paschen, Shulchan Aruch, somebody who learns, Krus, Pris, Krusa, Shekala Loime, Beis HaKnesses, Loibim Heiro Hu Mishkach. He won't quick forget the learning. They're going to tell the Beis HaKnesses, not really in the Beis HaMedrash now. So, the Prisha and the Shach says the Beis HaKnesses love Dafka. So why does the Yerushalmi, and why does Shulchan Aruch say Beis HaKnesses if it's Lav Dafka? So there's two answers. The Prisha and the Shach say it's a Kal V'Chomer. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is more. Sorry, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is more than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So even if you haven't got a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses, it also has got this Bris Kusa, this promise that's Loibim Heiro, when we forget the learning. It's even in a Beis HaKnesses, and that's why it says Beis HaKnesses. That's how the Prisha and the Shach learned Pshat. And other, the Taz and others learned Pshat that in olden time, not every village and town had a Beis HaMedrash, and there was only Beis HaKnesses. So might have thought Beis HaKnesses, which is less Kedushas, you might as well learn at home. Kumash Malon, no. I feel as in Shduka Beis HaKnesses, but a Beis HaKnesses everybody had, every village had a Beis HaKnesses, everybody would have the place where I went to Dhamma to. So there as well, even in a Beis HaKnesses, that means the same way, just it spells it out. Don't think that for that you can learn at home, because you haven't got a Beis HaMedrash, and the ganze Meile is only Beis HaMedrash. No, the Meile is in the Beis HaKnesses as well. So it's clear in the Poskim that learning in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis HaKnesses is a different thing than learning at home. You can learn at home as well, say that, very good. Oh, but it's not the same thing. And this skula, which is mentioned in Yerushalmi, that Loibim Heiro Mishdakach Talmudai, is Dafka in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. The Emes, I found an interesting thing, and I found a Targum Yunus Ben Uziel, who says it in Mefurash, quite frightening, on which Pasuk. He says it on the Pasuk, Loi Bashamayim Hi, Torah is Loi Bashamayim Hi, Loi Mevel Ayom. So the Pasuk says over there, Loi Bashamayim Hi, Leimu Miyal Elon Hashamayim Ho. If it would be Shamayim, it had to go up to Shamayim. Loi Mevel Ayom, that you should say, Miyal Elon, who's going to bring us from Mevel Ayom? Only where is Torah? So we refer to Torah, Ki Kori Velecha Adov Amoit, Beficho Bevovcho La'asoysa. So it says that clearly, Ki Kori Velecha Adov Amoit. Torah is close. Where close? So if you look there, in Targum Yonos Ben Uziel, Targum Yonos Ben Uziel says, Koroi Lechoin Piskoma, Torah is close to you, the base Midrashaychen. In base of Medrash, Targum Shalom, open. So this is the Mekoyer to the Shulchan Aruch, which is Taka Yerushalmi. So we see clearly, that works together, that this skula of Kol HaLoime, Bebeis HaKnesses, Bebeis HaMedrash, Loim Heiro Hu Mishkachach, that won't forget, Torah is a skula which that you can't get at home. You might be able to hear the shiur, and it might be relaxed in a very nice, cozy position, but the skula we won't have in a Bebeis HaMedrash. So why tak a lot? But what's the understanding of this? So Yosef Oimetz, going to Avraham brings it down, 400 plus years, he brings down, and he says, Tam hanochen hu, which is Shchina Shoyre Bebeis HaMedrash, the Shchina is the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore the person learns Torah in the Beis HaMedrash, Umelamdo Imoy, so the Shchina is learning it with the person, teaching the person this Torah, and therefore, Vim Loma, Pia Shchina, Loi Mishkach, then we won't forget, then a special school and not to forget. The Bein Shalom is teaching the Torah. That, Bein Shalom is in the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. At home, it's a Zweite Sach, that's a different voltage of Shechina in a house. I'm not saying that there is no Shechina in a house, but it's different. That's not in the Beis HaMedrash, that's a different thing. That's how the Yosef Oimetzel test pshat. Ob in the Bi Halacha in Siman Kufen and Hey, he also brings this, and he says it maybe in a different way. He doesn't use the word based on Medrash, based on Knesset, but he says in the Etzem Alimud. Even though he says Af Aloyme Biyechidi, somebody learns alone, Gamke Mekai Mitzvahs are safe from Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, he said Mekom Mokom Chatchila Mitzvah Lahada, that we should learn it together with Chabura. There's more Kovet Shemayim, there's more Kiddush Hashem, and Olam sits together, learn, everybody's sitting at home and listening on his phone to a Shia. No, Erdorten, that's not Marve Kovet Shemayim. Marve Kovet Shemayim is Olam comes together and Olam learns together. That's a Maile of Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, one comes together to learn. So he brings out more, it's more the Tzibur together, which is usually in the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset. So we've got two milas. So the while we're saying two things. Firstly, there's a mile of learning by night, which is a special thing, which everybody's mechuyev to learn by day and by night. But night is choshover than by day. No, that's maybe in the summer a bit more difficult, in the winter a bit more easier. But if one's kuveya itim for a certain amount of time, let it be for 20 minutes by night. And it's in the Beis HaMedrash, then we've got all the milas which is mentioned till now. Another mile, nine number three. We all know Omol is the schar which we get for our melas, for working in Torah. That's the main schar which one gets on our melim, v'heim melim, as we say before learning famous words, on our melim, v'heim melim, heim melim, v'heim makab nascha, on our melim, makab nascha. And obviously, the question is, "Hey, Amelim ve'ina makab nascha." Other people, other nations, Amelim ve'ina makab nascha. They don't know to do it for scha. Right? Nobody's going to work for naught. For no results, you're not going to work. Only the knaiches, as the Chofetz Chaim said, don't be marich about that. A shoemaker will get his reward for the finished shoe, not for the work. If it takes him 5 minutes or takes him 5 hours, it's just enough to come in. And the person pays for a pair of shoes, but he pays for a pair of shoes. How much work goes into it? That's the one who pays for it. No, that's not really interested in that. He's interested in the results. In Torah, it doesn't work like that. Torah, the scha is for the omor. The results? No, einer hat der größte Geschrenes, einer hat der wenige Geschrenes. That's not everybody's capability, how much he'll achieve. But onu ameilim umkab mischa. We are omor, and we get the scha, the reward for the omor, for the work which we put in. Veheim ameilim, veinu umkab mischa. The goyim are melim and don't get the schar, don't get the reward for the omor. They get the reward for the result, but not for the omor. But we are a melim umekav neschar. We get the result, the reward for the work. Irrelevant what the results are. So if so, in Pirush HaMishnah, in the Rambam, he writes, Shlo yiskayim min hachochma elomar shetalmud b'toirach omor. The whole Torah which will remain by a person, which will remember and which will have, will only be what came through omor. Somebody relaxes and he reads through learning. That he says, "Ein kiyum lo v'loy ta'eles bo." There's no kiyum, won't remain by him. It's no ta'eles at all. And the Taz brings it also down. So usually we understand omol and learning when we were in yeshiva, the good old days when we were in yeshiva. So we were always taught that omol is when you sit and you work. You schwitz over your Gemara. That's almost always so comfortable and so easy. I'm not arguing that. That's a rather true. But it's much more than that. Because you might argue, come along, listen, you came along here now. But at the end of the day, I had to schwitz for this year. You didn't schwitz for this year. So where's your Omol now? Now you're sitting and relaxing and having a good time. And so where's your Omol? So that puts the person a bit off. So where's my Omol? Now we say the whole Tzcha is Omol. And where was your Omol about it? So I'll tell you a Moyer de Gechidish, and after thinking about it, you'll see it's Bechlanish Gechidish at all. The Gemara says, in Menoches, Avivi Mesechta Yisra'ua Yisra'akala. Avivi forgot Mesechta, Mesechta Menoches, he forgot, steht in the Shani. He forgot Mesechta Menoches. But also came to Rav Chista, he came to Rav Chista, his Talmud, and he wanted Rav Chista to teach him, to remind him and to teach him what he forgot, this Mesechta Menoches. Ask Gemara, will Ishlach Lei? Like Avima, call his Talmud, come to me and teach me Menachas. Well, he had to go to his Talmud to learn, call his Talmud to him. Says the Gemara, Sava, Avimi held that Hocha mistayeh milsa. By going to his Talmud, it's better than his Talmud coming to him. Because if he goes to his Talmud, mistayeh milsa, says Rashi, yogato motzosi. With that, he's been yotze, his yigia, was going there, not with learning, was going there. With that, his yigia, and yogati motzosi, he'll be able to learn it and understand it better. So here's the greatest chiddush. He has said that the chiddush of yogati motzosi is not only when you schwitz over your gemara. I'm arguing, as I said. But even if you don't schwitz over your gemara, and you come and you relax very nicely in the shir, but the yogati to get there, and that's not always so easy, maybe that's a bit harder in the winter than the summer, maybe, but to get there is also yigia. And for that is also the haftocha of yogati motzosi. The Eben also gets the haftocha of yogati motzosi, not only by the schwitzing over the learning, or the schwitzing getting to the learning. So that's also, if you sit at home and you listen to the phone and you get your shia over the phone, so very nice, you're relaxing and you're enjoying yourself. Aber yogati wird nicht sein dort, the coffee on the recliner is all geschmack, very good. Aber meistens, you get it too. Over here, at least you got that yigia of getting out of the house and sometimes not so comfortable, not so easy and not so relaxed and not so, we know it's not always so easy to get out. Aber auf dem steht yogati matzosi as well. It's big chiddush. Aber so steht in Rashi, flat in the Gemara. That's why we wanted to go to his Talmud of Chista, to have a Yigia and Yogati Matzosi, and then he'll be able to be Zoicha to understand Menochas again. And Mehemes, a beautiful Pshat, but again, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says a Gewaltig, a proof to that, you see, besides that, we've got already a Gemara. The proof for that is, the Gemara says, Abod Varum Tzichim Chizik. Four things need Chizik. Teira, Maasim Toivim, Tfile, and the Cheretz. And the Gemara says, how do we know it? So Teuvim, Meisim, Teuvim, says the Gemara, we know that because it says, Rak Chazak ve'emotz. Chazak is Teure, and Emotz is Tfila. It's Meisim, Teuvim. Chazak ve'emotz is Chazak is Teure, and Emotz is Meisim, Teuvim. And Tfila, the Gemara brings another pasuk that says, Chazak ve'emotz, both them. Kavel Hashem, Chazak ve'emotz. I want to understand, maybe the other way around, maybe Torah is Emotz, and Maasim Torah is Chazak. How do you know that way around? I'll tell you more in the Gepshat. You'll remember that one. I promise you, you'll remember that one if you listen. I'm more in the Gepshat. The Malbim says, what's the difference in Chazak and Emotz? Chazak is when you need to have a Chizuk for the takeoff. Emotz, if continuously you need Chizuk. That's the difference in Chazak and Emotz. Chazak is when you need to have the Chizuk for the takeoff, and Emotz, if you continuously need to have encouragement. Says, because of Rom, a gewaltige Pshat. When it comes to Torah, where do you need the chizuk? To get there and to get started. Once you start, and you're in a sugya, and in the middle of learning, it's good, it's geschmack, it's wonderful, you don't need chizuk anymore. So that's chazak. There you need to have the chizuk for the takeoff. To get there and to take off. When it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, you look, when the notices go out, a new chesed organization, we need a few askonim to do something. They'll all come running. They don't need any chizik. Everybody comes running. But once it gets going, it's 10 green bottles in a super speed. They'll be running away one after each other. And after a few weeks, there's nobody around anymore. Where are all these askonim who came along and wanted to do it? There you need emotz. There you need emotz. Emotz means continuously chizik. So that's rak chazak ve'emotz. Torah is chazak. Torah only needs a chizuk at the beginning. Once you're in it, it's good, it's geschmack. When it comes to Meisim Tovim, then it's emotz. Then you need the chizuk constantly. At the beginning, it's not good enough. At the beginning, everybody comes running. You don't need the chizuk over there. When you're in it, and it gets a bit more difficult than one thought it is, and it takes a bit longer, then people are gone. They need the emotz. So you see clearly here as well, that the Torah, the chizuk, is not just when you are there and schwitzing over your gemara. The chazak, the getting there and getting started, that's as well the chazak, which we need, rak chazak, v'emotz, and that is the amola, and on that one gets the schar. That's number three. Now, you give me another 2 minutes, because at least get to number four. There's another big minor of sitting and coming together to learn. And that's a gong. The gong says in Mishle, the famous Perek in Mishle, which we know, Eishas Chayim Yimtso is referring to Torah, says the gong. And he translates the whole chapter of Eishas Chayim referring to Torah. And he says, the mem ches kinyone Torah. 48 Kinyon Torah, Gematria Chayil, Eishas Chayil. So he says, nobody has got 48 Kinyon Torah. Who's this superman after the Gaon had it? But between us, person can have Memches Kinyon HaTorah, 1, 2, 3, 4 Kinyon HaTorah, can have 48 Kinyon HaTorah. So he says, Rabbois Bomois Osa Choyev. But if Rabbois Bomois, if a lot of people come together, then Osa Choyev, 480. Then they create together the 480 Kinyon HaTorah, Ve'at Olis Al Kulova. And that's the best of all together, because then everybody's got everybody's Kinyon HaTorah, and together we can have then Bikoine the Torah with all Kinyon HaTorah. So this is the four milas which we've got here of coming together in a committed way to hear. Let it be 20 minutes of it's committed, it's in the Beis HaMedrash, it's by night, it's with the Zchar Halicha, which isn't always so easy to get out. There's tirdes, there's reasons for not, but after we came and come together, and together it's Memches Kinyon HaTorah, and got everybody, everything together. But just let me tell you one thing, I'm not going to elaborate about that, because you don't want to hear it, but I'll still say it. But there is a price to pay for that as well. Because Shulchan Aruch says, just a Shulchan Aruch, nothing less than nothing more than that. Shulchan Aruch says, and I won't elaborate about this, because there's a lot to talk about, Shulchan Aruch says that in a Beis HaMedrash has got a din of a Mikdash, of Kedusha, as we learn it from Pasuk, it's Beis HaMedrash Shelonu Hu Mikdash, as the Pasuk can bring down. And therefore it says in the Beis HaMedrash, even if you've got make a Tnai, and the Beis HaMedrash wants allowed to eat and drink because make a Tnai, of a Dvorim Betelim is also in the Beis HaMedrash. And there it says, even if somebody sneezes to tell him to gesund, is a Shaila in Pasuk if you're allowed to say it or not. And Shulchan Aruch says, just quoting Shulchan Aruch, in Eure Dei, Simen Shim, Mem Vav, Sikid Zayin, Ein Mesichim Beis HaMedrash, man ruhig laut zu talk teure bis zum Ende. Weil viele Mischen ist Atesh, ein Eumel oder Fuhr bei Beis Hamedrash. Because Beis Hamedrash. Kedusha Beis Hamedrash, as we said before, is more Beis Hakneset. You've got all the scholars. The Shechin is there, and Chutzel Chesed, Moshe Cholo, and you've got all the scholars which mentioned before. But the price is, it's a holy place. And therefore, to be Mezalzel Chas Vashalim in the Kedusha Beis Hamedrash, then you're saying, I don't really appreciate what it is, and I don't really want to be Mishyachas to what it is. You can't have both sides. You can't have the milas. I'm not the chesrinus, or the chesrinus, not the chesrinus. But you can't have just the milas and say, I don't want the rest of it. That's the price of a mock and kodesh. The mock and kodesh is shining the pasuk. I'm not pasuking that. Because the shach wants to say, maybe today, it's a matter, since we're not so careful, you're all out to say somebody to gesund if he sneezes. And the tas says, that make a taste of the shach should bring down such a thing from the preacher. It's pasuk nish to say such a thing. And avada, don't bring it and don't mention it. Beis HaMedrash got good Beis HaMedrash. So if we appreciate the Beis HaMedrash, and we master the Beis HaMedrash, and we understand that with the Beis HaMedrash, the Shechina there, the school is there, there's, one can learn better, one can understand learning better, gets more scha, then about the Beis Hashem, this man will be his man, where in these 20 minutes we'll be able to reclaim a whole world of knowledge and limut HaTorah. Amen.